All right, Alyssa or Nate, one of you guys have your hand up?
Yeah, it's Nate.
Hey, Nate, you're great.
Hey. So, Bob to Ofenau is Nate to who?
Guy Lombardi.
Can you spell that for me?
You didn't make the Bible. You didn't make the cut. You're fucking 50s, 50s.
Duke Ellington.
Who was that guy? You're just a good good party guy for New Year's Eve. That's all you are, Nate. You're never going to amount to anything else. So just stick to the music.
For old anxiety.
A nostalgia freak.
Okay. Well,
Guy Lombardi. Don't ever tell anybody. That's pretty disgusting.
Oh, Guy Lombardi. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what
he rhymes with Guy Lombardi.
Not the Green Bay Packer guy. No, that's another Lombardi. You know, the coach of the Green Bay Packers in the 60s, the greatest coach in the history of ping pong or something.
Hong Kong.
Anyway.
Hong Kong, yeah. Hong Kong.
Yeah,
okay.
Hong Kong. Ping Kong. Ping Pong in Hong Kong. So, Nate, you're a good time, Charlie. Good for New Year's Eve party. Rest of the year, you're just a lazy poetry writing narcissist.
Yeah, that's about me.
Find out if Guy Lombardi is a parallel worlder.
Yeah, pursue it a little bit. Don't be fooled by my misinterpretation.
I'm okay
Bob
with
had
jumping
interpretation,
around.
That's a first. Bob interprets. Mark and Art, 49. Bob interprets. It's first. It's never happened before. There's nothing you could do.
But, Nate, you know, pursue it a bit. Why did he say it? You know, get into it.
Tell me more about this Guy Lombardi connection that I have, other than the obvious lighthearted entertainer type level.
He was a lot of things, but lighthearted and entertainer is not one of them.
Okay. So was he a parallel worlder?
No, he was a Royal Canadian. Now, Cameron was, he was a riff riding and Victor, but this person named Liebert, he was kind of off. You know, somebody you don't put in the front of the building, in front of the house, he's pretty off, like a little kind of gimpy on one side. See, his thing is that his legacy is still in limbo. It never fits. It never kind of connects. So it never works out. Yours isn't fitting either. It doesn't.
Why is a legacy important?
Doesn't have to be, but most people want it to connect to something. Guy Lombardi doesn't have a home.
I'm writing notes for the first time in a very long time. I'm not really a note taker.
Yeah, John Crampton, Blue Moon Productions.
Did they record Lombardi?
Carmen Lombardi. No, he's taking notes. We're giving him something to take notes on. Carmen Lombardi.
The reason I'm laughing is because my pen just stopped cutting in.
Careful, Nate. Don't get that Roxy syndrome. Don't muffle your phone.
Write this down. No, wait. Go back. Erase. Ready? This conundrum of all this memorabilia of a time gone by, and it has nowhere to live.
So, am I making a place for all this memorabilia to live, or is that
Sanibel?
Sanibel?
Dude.
Yeah, you're going to have to look it up. You're going to look this stuff up. It's like Roxy. She gets sent to her. She doesn't know what
it means. What the fuck are you taking notes for if you're not going to come back and look at it?
You absolute fool. You're embarrassing the show. The ratings are dropped. People are leaving in droves now.
No, people think they've got a chance. If you get to talk to Ion and Yoga this far, they got a shot, too. So you're making them feel better. You're not quite top 10, but you're going to be all right.
This is my legacy. I can do it.
Yeah, your legacy is the greatest good time Charlie you ever had at your
Andrew,
party.
Andrew Whitmore.
All right, I don't want to only.
You're doing really good. You're doing good. Well, we're just trying to get you something to work with, darling. It's just a white knuckle fight for us too.
I do want to talk about this Oracle person I talked to. Her name was Patsy Joe. She might have been an angel.
You step into the game, Nate. Another fucking faux pas.
Well, I
made I laugh at you.
I've never actually heard that laugh.
What is this oracle
what,
you went
what
to?
What did you want to know? What do you want to know if this they said from Patsy Joe?
It was adorable.
Oh,
you found your birdie catching.
Well, she was talking about how she was really into Jesus, and it started making me think about how Jesus is kind of just a word that describes something like bigger. So are all people sort of words that they ascribe to their deity that they're all about? Is it kind of the same thing behind the word, kind of like using a different language to describe the same thing?
It's just too much. There's not even enough austerity to make that work. It's just
okay.
It's too fun. But, yeah.
Hey, Nate, it's true that people want to fit themselves into something bigger. You know, they got the particular perception, then the wider meaning perception, which is usually some box or sock that's bigger than them that they want to fit into. It sounded like what you were saying.
I was wondering if the language of it, though, is important to sort of, like, see behind the words of it to the connection point, and wondering is there, like, a deeper, like non-language of all those connection points?
Well, what would be a non-language?
It's never about frequency. It's frequency. It's frequency, which you might call frequency.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ion, when you said that the music makes me, I don't make the music, tell me more about what's around you saying that to me?
Oh, nothing.
It sounds like you're just being lazy in your questions, and he just is lazy back at you.
Sure.
See, you got to be more precise of what you're trying to ask.
Okay, well, I'm a bit stunned.
What, you haven't been listening to the archives lately? You haven't been staying in shape?
No, I have been listening to the archives, but I kind of came with a couple of questions thinking they'd be good starting points, and that just wasn't the case.
Yeah,
so
but you're not
I'm
sticking
to,
with them. Go back to the oracle.
You're okay. We'll take you all the way to Babylon
if you want
to.
We can take you to the bowels
of Mesopotamia if you want to. We can get you all the way from the Tigris to the Euphrates and back again. We can give you everything from 1894 forward.
Nate, go into this oracle. Sounds like an interesting person. What did you do? Did you go to her house? Like, where did you bump her into in a shopping mall? Like, what is the interaction that happened?
Well, I played the first solo concert that I've really ever played, and there was this person there that she was kind of a wild card person doing her own thing, and no one really knew how to handle her. And,
well, what did she do?
Sounds like Bob.
What she expressed? Screaming and interrupting your music? Like, what did she do to be a wild card? Give us a detail. We can get a reference point.
So
she ripped off her clothes and started attacking all the men. She was really a maniac.
Okay, let him say. What's something she did?
She was a long fringe-wearing, freewheeling, like, free-spirit person that was not really inhibited by any social things, and people weren't prepared to deal with someone like that.
How did she express herself?
Sounds like
you're not giving
Bob.
Us a concrete
like
gesture. You'll keep out of this
like
between me and Nate. You just sit in the sidelines for a second to get this clarified. Nate, what did she do to be regarded as wild? She had to do something. Did she interrupt
she
you?
Just,
did you break your drum?
No, she was just being like totally out there and not withholding.
No, those are adjectives. You must give me the nouns and gestures she did.
She was
out there. Doesn't tell me anything.
She was running around and air guitaring during sound check.
Okay, good.
And,
yeah.
And asking if like her friend could come up and join our set, who was I'm pretty sure some dude just off the street with a harmonica. And stuff where it's like, well, no, he's not going to be able to come up.
She didn't understand that you were a professional band. No, you were by yourself. A professional guy who didn't want to be invaded. You wanted to present yourself.
Yeah.
You weren't there to make friends.
I didn't mind I didn't mind the invasion because it didn't bother me, but all the other people working the festival were having a hard time dealing with her. But anyway, that's just background. We started talking, and she was such like a raw nerve kind of person that hadn't really had a lot of contact with people taking her seriously and just like letting her be herself. And so it was a really poignant moment with a stranger of like total honesty. And it was really refreshing. And so I figured Ion might have something to say about that interaction to broaden.
But she wasn't an oracle. She didn't give you a life reading.
No, not necessarily. I mean, other than confirming that a god.
she said that to you.
Yeah, she was very excited. We didn't talk about specifics, but I was coming from the perspective of like, well, I can be really open and honest with this person. So I just laid it out what I thought. She asked if I had any philosophies and things like that. And in talking, she was just kind of blown away by someone being comfortable being the center of what's going on.
How old was she?
Probably late 60s.
All right, back to you, Ion.
Well, let's switch subjects. I don't want to talk about Betsy Joe anymore.
Okay.
Let's talk about parallel worlding. I was listening to some archives on that, and it seemed like it was as simple as just remembering and going back. But we've talked about
it. Not remembering,
though.
You can't. We wish remembering were simple. You can't seem to do that worth a coffee don't facts worth a damn. Yeah, y'all don't do much remembering. If you do it, you do it inappropriately and wrongly. So don't argue for that. And memory is a very devastatingly horrible, nasty, terrible thing because your lying eyes keep cheating you out of reality in a surreal stance of hyperbole that you can rarely overcome. But that's a whole nother conversation. So minus memory, it's the actual flowing or being or knowing that you're engaging. Now, that's different. Knowing is different than thinking or remembering or whatever those other ridiculous words you said.
Mm-hmm. So your being yourself is going through all of these places that you either have existed in or
but
are
you have.
Exist.
See, you have, and then you do. Then you come back to those.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose just whichever.
And you do, and once you do, the more you do, the more it becomes normal. The more it comes normal, the more you can do it easy. The more you do it easy, the more you don't bother. The more you don't bother, the more it comes. And then after a little while, you're lapping ice cream, and you're not morbidly obese, and you're having great fun, and you're sort of kicking it like Bob, but low T.
I've felt the parallel worlding has been happening naturally in my life forever. It was interesting to hear it talked about and have it click into this place.
That's what's interesting is that we had to move heaven and earth just to get you in the notion of noting what you already note. So that's the indictment.
So what's the use in noting?
Well, so you know, not noting, to know. If you know, we would say don't take notes, know it. And if you know it, you can come back to it any time. You don't have to even look it up because you already know. But we're not arguing for that. We're just saying you're developing that transimposable position that you can start to engage. That's what Bob does. Bob can just have a chat. We talk about anything, about everything, and he talks about all that. It is. He didn't know. He didn't have a clue. Kingdoms will burn. That's what he said. The World of Warcraft. Legion is going to kick in. That's what he said, so go with it. He doesn't care. Does that move his life? No. Does that change his life? No. Is that okay with him? He don't care. It's all good to him. But he didn't have to go look any damn thing up. He knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. Bang goes the dynamite.
So
if you could just be as good as Bob, you win. The secret is how to live your life vicariously through Bob.
Aren't we all?
It's sad, isn't it? It'd be funny if it wasn't so sad.
Well, I would never live my life vicariously through somebody who would let me do
but
that
yet,
to them. So.
But yet you do. Yeah, you do. Patsy Joe steered you down the primrose path to destruction. is so funny. That was good, though. But it does know that your reality can be bumped into things. And if you're talking about that, that's a little bit different. We'll give you that. We'll be softening it for you a little bit. Say, oh, okay, that's fine. Just don't get too carried away with all of it. It's fun. It's light. It's easy. Make sure it remains that way. As long as you're nutting, nobody cares. But if you're not nutting, then what's the point?
True.
Just to True. Be clear. Now, this yeah. we're back to okay. See, now you're back to good, because it'll get you messed, get all clogged up, and it'll mess you up. You gotta keep it flowing.
True.
True that. True that.
You got one more question, Nate?
What's the recipe I should cook this week?
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cock-o-van. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Chicken and wine.
Well, there's more to it than that. You got to have good olive oil, bacon, pancetta. You got to have good chicken. Old chicken is good. Kosher salt and pepper. Or Himalayan sea salt if you can afford it. And carrots. And you got to have some onions. You got to have some chopped garlic. You got to have some cognac and good brandy. You got to have a good bottle of dry red wine. And you got to have some good chicken stock. And you got to have 10 fresh thyme sprigs, a half stick of butter, 1.5 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1.5 pounds of frozen small whole onions, and 1/2 pound of cremini mushrooms, the stems removed and thickly sliced. Follow the recipe and you'll do great. That's what to cook this week. It's amazing.
Very good, Nate. Right. Thank you very much. We'll move on. CF Apollyon, go ahead. Talk to Ion.
What?
Hey.
What?
Why? Why? Well, why you got your head up? You're waving twice.
What? What do you want?
Waver.
Yeah, what do we want? Shut up.
Why do we want? When do we get it? How do we get it? When do we know? When we know we got it? How do we know we got it? If we get it, how do we got it? If we got it, what happened to Guy Lombardo?
I don't know. What happened to Guy Lombardo?
He was a Canadian. It was terrible.
If you are going to poke fun and make fun of somebody, I guess I'm the guy to do it. I'll be comedy relief.
We're not poking fun at you. It's the twin pianos.
Why not?
Because we don't want to poke at you. You're no fun to poke with.
Oh, bullshit.
That's the biggest insult I've ever heard here.
No, you can ask some questions. We'll talk to you.
I have no questions.
Would you like to know something?
Now, one of these days, I am going to call in and hang up on y'all, though.
Yeah,
you
okay. Can well,
now.
Do it now.
Okay.
Do it now.
We don't mind.
Do it now, man. Okay, hang up. Hang up on us. We'll see you in court,
first.
Buddy.
Don't threaten Bob with a good time.
Let's do it simultaneously. We'll do a synchronous hang up on three. Ready?
Yeah.
One.
Three.
You started the wrong way.
You're going the wrong direction.
No,
you went the wrong direction.
Count right. Let me see. One. Zero.
Two. One.
Do it. Two is T-O-S.
Three.
Three is T-R-E-S. Trace.
11. The letter 12.
Kendrick. I'll brought to you by the letter H.
I like the letter 12 better.
You didn't hang up, man.
But we started counting in the wrong direction. We'll get it right eventually.
Yeah.
All right. Love y'all. Bye.
All right. Nice talking, Div.
Ta-ta.
I'll see you next week. Keep typing.
He's going to mute me now.
Ex-CIA, ex-wife, ex-everything. Homeless our party.
Not yet, but she did finally agree to, she's going to print out the papers.
Yeah, she's going to sign the papers. It's over.
Yep.
Well, now you're free to make an ass of yourself in the lizard lounges.
There is a club in Dallas called the Lizard Lounge. What the fuck am I going to do in the Lizard there. Lounge?
I've been there. I think that's where I met Stang in 1978.
Did you
look at meet him? That's when you survived the ass cancer. That's good.
Yes, yeah. But what did you name Pollyon?
The one that me laying in the...
Take the pillow. Take the suicide pillow away from your face.
Yeah. Take the blue pill.
What about the purple pill?
That's me.
Oh, well, now,
you have to fill out an application for that.
That's
you have to fill out an application to get that pill.
That's
okay, well, that took you off speaker.
Pharmaceuticals are fixing to take
took us off speaker,
up.
Okay. Okay, so what was your question for me?
Not the way they did it at Milan.
So he's just going to town, isn't he?
No, he's just treating you
no,
the way
go talk to somebody else.
Yeah.
Go talk to somebody else.
Yeah, we'll talk to somebody else. Okay, I'm muting you now. Thank you very much for your contribution. You showed us the human dilemma. It's like we met you in a hotel lobby. You used to go to high school with I on it.
You didn't really
want to talk to him anymore. No, I said it's like that. It was that kind of informal, aggressive interaction between you and Ion.
Well, there were 1,056 kids in my graduating class. I don't know half of them, any of them.
Wow. That's huge.
Yep.
I never had that kind of experience. That's ridiculous.
Well, you're ancient, back before there were a lot of people on Earth.
That's right, yeah. What was the school?
What was the school?
Dallas,
well, they're called
Central
5A,
Texas.
I'll just say that.
5A. You know, McLuhan's wife
came from
Fort Worth.
I'm not going to say that high school.
I know. McLuhan's wife came from Fort Worth.
Did Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
I crossed Fort Worth recently. I'm just west of that currently. I'm not in Mesquite anymore. Well, that's what I was trying to ask. Last night I posted the pictures of me in Aurora, Texas. And I was just curious if Bob looked at them, or anybody.
No, I'm too busy, but there was someone posting as Aurora. Was that you?
No, that wasn't me. I don't smurf.
Yeah, there wasn't. This morning there was a person named Aurora.
I saw that.
I don't know who they are. I think they might be Canadian. But now that you're going to be... I think you're going to be moved out of your home, move up to Cleveland and follow the route of Stang. He used to live in Dallas and he moved up to Cleveland. I think all Dallas people who were kicked out of Dallas should go up to Cleveland.
Betty White did a show there too. That was good. You could live in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's got
WKRP
in
Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati. Right? Yeah. Play that one in the inbox, the most newest one, Bob. That'd be good.
Hey, Ian, I'm watching a new TV show called Roadies.
That's pretty good. I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it because you'll spoil it. You're going to do
that.
That's
right. So the guy says Cincinnati, the stupid British manager or accountant. The driver was spooked by that. They can't say Cincinnati because that's what happened in 1979. The Who had a concert. Thousands of people came to it, and there was a riot, and 11 people died. So if you say the word Cincinnati around the driver,
Niagara Falls, just like that.
Yeah, if you say it around the driver, he'll then force to drive 100 miles, and you're going to find 11 balloons and 11 eggs and smash them and let the balloons fly. They had to do this in this whole episode, this crew of people that are roadies for a band that's barely making it or on its way down. So that was the drama this week, the Cincinnati crisis. All right, thanks a lot, Apollyon. You've done it.
Huh? Got to go all the way down to what? To Warp.
I'm sorry, I was slobbering.
Warped Roadies. Warped Roadies.
Thank you, Apollyon.
We can't tell you. So play the inbox, Bob.
Yeah, just a second. Play the inbox.
No, not all of it. Just the most recent one.
Hey, Carolyn, he sent me 6 inboxes. Now it's 8. George Strait. Okay.
That was a good one.
George Strait singing, Does Fort Worth Ever Cross Your Mind? We just heard Ion addressing Apollyon with that question. Excellent choice there, Ion. Where is everybody? Did I get disconnected? Where is everybody? Let's just check this. Web control. Did Ion drop off? Oh, he's there. Oh, I muted Ion. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Ion. Yeah, excellent.
Thank you for letting us in.
Yeah. Okay, so that was fun, Fort Worth. Now we will go and see who the next enthusiastic attender. So we got here. Is there someone? I don't know who this is.
Loyette.
Okay, go ahead, Loyette.
Ion, are you there?
Hey.
Hi, honey. I just had a couple of questions, and I'm hoping, I don't know if I'll bring up any castle stuff. That's Roxy's gig. And I don't even know if this is relevant anymore, but everybody was asking what tribe they were many years ago, and I never really found out what tribe I was from.
Moabite.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Okay. And also, I have a connection to a king in France. Do you know which one?
Edward III.
And also, do I have a name in the Bible?
Margalith.
Margalith?
Yes.
Hmm. I have a friend, a tall friend, and he sells tea. I always get the feeling that he has a connection to the mountain in China.
Computer says no.
And also, am I influencing my part of
yes.
the world? Is there anything in particular that I am...
Nondescript. Everything you're doing, the way you eat, affects it and brings it to a different place. So it sounds good. You fine? Ain't nobody hurt.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's kind of interesting to us, though, that you find yourself so intrinsically interesting from a standpoint of the things that you do. You make decisions to do things for specific reasons, and you don't even have a good reason for doing those things. But it's beyond you. You are just compelled beyond words to do these things. And we
yeah.
find that interesting that you just will press to do those things every time without fail or exception, no matter what. It's fine.
Is that OCD?
If you really had it, it would be correctly pronounced CDO.
Okay, cool.
Alphabetically, of course.
Is there anything else that I'm not considering that would kind of help me in the things that I would be interested in compelling to do?
Brahms would be compelling for you to do.
The music?
And the lullaby.
Oh, the Brahms lullaby. Does that have to do with children, babies, grandchildren?
You.
Mm. Me?
Of course, darling.
All about me. Awesome. Is there a castle that I'm connected to besides Edward III? A castle in France that I have a connection to?
Well, a couple of them.
My mother named me a very odd name compared to my other siblings. And I always felt that when I looked my name up, there was a connection. There's a place in France, in Lyon, that has my name, although there's an S on the end of it. Can you tell me if that is something that I should be looking into and why I have that name in that particular part of France?
Chateau de Langaise.
Langaise.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in Lyon? L-A-N... Langaise. Can you
oh, no,
that?
We'll do it for you. Of course, we would love to.
Thank
we
you, darling.
Do it. L-A-N-G-E-A-I-S.
Oh, merci beaucoup, mes amis. Oh, wonderful. Chateau du Langaise. De Langaise. Thank you. Awesome.
De Langaise.
I think that's about it. I don't really have
No.
Oh,
yes,
am I not done?
The Rue de Jean d'Arc.
Rue de Jean d'Arc? That's in Lyon.
Si. Get it.
Rue, like the street?
Du.
Rue de Jean d'Arc. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there something on that street that is important to me?
Yes.
If I Google map it and look up and down the street, I can find something, then I'll go, oh, my goodness.
Maybe you could, and if not, you can always go there. That's fun, too.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I've
you may.
To Nice.
You'd like.
Cool.
Oh, Nice is nice.
Yeah, Nice is nice. I love it there. Too bad they had a little bit of contrast going on a little bit ago, but, oh, my goodness, it's beautiful.
We caused it.
And, oh, did you?
Do.
Have things settled down since?
Not on your life.
You said a couple of castles. So you said one castle. What's the name of the other one?
There's lots of them.
That I have a personal connection to?
Some would say they're all connected.
Yeah, Loyette, you got to update your language. McLuhan says there's no connections in matter. So what the heck do you mean being connected? Yeah,
I don't
silly.
Know. I don't know.
Yeah, you
can
don't
you
even know what you...
Any better words than I can ask?
We put it in the goober snatch.
Okay, good.
But Loyette, what's the meaning of being connected for you?
I don't know. I just thought with my name, and then I had a medium. Her name wasn't Patty Joe or Bobby Joe or Shelly Sue, but...
Is it Ricky Bobby? Ricky Bobby would be a good one.
I love Ricky Bobby. No, but Ricky Bobby didn't give me a reading. Somebody else did.
Oh, neither did we.
Is Ricky Bobby a well-known medium?
No.
Yeah, Talladega Nights.
Yeah, it's a movie. He's a movie star. Well, Ricky Bobby's the guy that played
Bobby Ricky. Bobby Ricky
Bobby
was.
Rick.
Bobby Ricky played Ricky Bobby, yeah.
That's right. Something like that. she mentioned that I had an influence in Egypt and also in France in the 17th century or something like that.
It's more like the 1500s, but there's no time, so what do we know?
Really? Okay, 1500s. That's Edward III. I didn't even look him up yet. Sorry. What about in Egypt? Was I influential to any of pharaohs? Was I a pharaoh et?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm done.
Loyette.
I'm done.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
All right,
bye.
You're welcome.
It was very yummy.
Bye.
It was very yummy.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Yeah, that was a great interaction.
Hey,
very
Carol.
Very focused. Yeah, very precise. Good work.
Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn.
Okay, Loyette.
You're a darling.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Yes. All right, bye. Lurican for Bert. Is this you, Bert?
Yeah, I have some follow-up questions from last week.
Hi, Bert. How are you today?
I'm doing very fine. Wonderful. And you?
Bubbly.
Great. Last week we were talking about the wrist, and we didn't have time to go into it. I want to talk about the wrist. You said that Jesus hung by his wrist, but they pierced the hands. Is there something particular special about the wrist? Because I know in the Chinese Qigong and Chinese Kung Fu, that the wrist is like a hidden secret, the power in the wrist. But then when I also listened to our engagement, you made a statement that we are in the wrist. I interpret that we, meaning Ion, is in the wrist. Is that a correct interpretation?
It could be. Because if you're going to hang a body from it, you can't do it because all those tarsals are moved. They'll move around. So you got to get into the muscle.
Which muscle?
Somebody.
That leads to my next question. Because in Qigong, they have something called the tiger's mouth, which is between the index finger and the thumb. And I remember you talking to Sarah's son, Noah. He asked you about where a porter was, and you told him in between his index finger and his thumb. So is that part of the muscles that you're referring to in the wrist? Or is it in the forearm? Too many words? Okay. I'll try it another way. Are the muscles in the hand or in the forearm?
Hand.
In the hand. Is it the muscles by the thumb?
The annular collateral ligament.
You clarified to Eliza that the intent of piercing the hand was to prevent Jesus from going to another dimension. Did they accomplish that? Was that accomplished by piercing Jesus' palms and hanging him from the wrist? Did that prevent
him
from going to another? It didn't.
No. That's just how they had to suspend him. They had to hang him up. And say, if you're God and you are ascended, they can't pierce your hand.
Gotcha. On that, yes. It's from the pericardium.
Oh, it's more like the flexor. You got the flexor.
Is that flexor dealing with the
carpus.
Thumb or is it?
Flexor, carpus, radius. And the palmaris longus. And we'll be happy to spell any of these words. You just let us know. We do not mind. We want you to know. We will translate for Roxy, and we will spell for you.
Now, I think I can figure those out. And when I look back, I want to move on to the next.
You're so wonderful. You're so profundus.
Hey, Ion, I want to know the location of the first and second dorsal.
Palmer Street. St.
No, not those. Not those, not those. I mean the ones in the neck.
Well, you asked, we answered, so just say it.
Okay, okay. Is the first dorsal the C1? Is it C1 and the second dorsal C7? When I Google or look in any type of medical book for the dorsals, the only thing that comes up is something referencing the hands and the feet.
You're talking the metatarsals. That's the metatarsal. You're talking about the artery. No, the first dorsal is at the top.
Is that the C1? Where at the top on the neck? Is it right at the neck at the base? Or is it at the C7? Okay, you're saying it's at the top. Is it at the top of the spine? Meaning it's at the top of the neck. Is it at the top of the neck? Ion.
Okay.
Ion, are you calling the dorsals the thoracic vertebrae?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, he's just saying, calling them the thoracics. So just translate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Carol.
We have to put it that way because it applies. It has to apply because otherwise then you have no way to connect. You can't get the dorsal nucleus.
Can't get the dorsal nucleus.
The base of the dorsal horn.
Okay, Ion, I looked at Stranger Things last week.
Good, that's good, that's good.
When L merged with the monster.
L did not merge with the monster.
She destroyed the monster then?
She did not. She pierced the distance between the two kingdoms, the pencil driven through the paper plate, the upside down, the fold over. And all she did was break that connection that allowed the monster to come through to feed on things for blood. Bob hasn't done his homework, so he doesn't know what you're talking about. You're going to spoil it. He's going to be very cross with you.
Okay, I'll stop then. Because then I won't ask my next question.
No, you can go ahead. Just tell him to go back to sleep, so you'll be all right.
Okay. In the upside-down world, that nest that the monster was in, was that a representation of the eye cell? Because there was interesting interaction there.
No. It was like many of your closets.
Like many of my closets. Meaning it's upside-down, dark, or there's a lot of electricity
jumble.
In it.
A jumble.
Is that like a combination of junk in the jungle, or what's jumble? How do you spell jumble?
Jumble. J-U-M-B-L-E.
Okay, I want to move to the next question. I asked about the SIDO2, and I started looking at the oxygen extraction ratio. And yes, I did the math, And your calculation is different than what's on the internet, but it does come out to be between 20 to 30%. But what I was also looking at is that it looks interesting that the DO2, is that the same DO2 as in the formula? That the DO2 in the formula itself relates to oxygen delivery. So this oxygen delivery, is that related to the SIDO2 in the formula?
It connects a bit, but the world's changing, so you won't recognize it.
I looked at the orbital last week. Is the orbital like a low level or just an interpretation of the 49 calls in chapter 23 of Revelation?
Use it as a reference point, because if you get much more than that, you're going to get lost.
Also, I looked at aphorism 27, which was very, very interesting to look at. And the question I have is there relevance in the description of the four quadrants that they describe in that text, in the text in aphorism 27?
Maybe.
Is that maybe that is some relevance, or maybe that it's just not worth it? I mean, because you're saying maybe that's either way. But it's outlining the four quadrants. In particular, it outlines like the east. It's quite different than the north and the south. Is it a rabbit hole?
Well, if we say yes, it ruins something. If we say no,
right,
then you ignore it. So
right,
we want to get you
okay
to 27, but do you see the rub?
Can I look at the diagram? Because I saw something in the diagram. Is it looking at the diagram giving me clues?
Well, see, but now you get into the Grant Bentley crap, which messes it up again. You see, so you can't really get there. See, if you
okay
can leave that part out of it, then you're okay. But can you? We don't think so.
Can you give me a way to get out of it?
Nine manga.
Oh, look at that. Okay, thanks. Okay, I have two questions regarding water. A while ago, you said that water was becoming a weak hydrogen peroxide. Is that still the case?
Yeah.
Does the water change when you put Himalayan salt in it and drink it?
Yeah.
Does it become more like living water?
No, silly.
Does it become more alive?
No, it doesn't. You watch Stranger Things, right?
Yes.
You saw the swimming pool in the gym where they added the salt?
Yes.
And when you were able to float the egg, what did that tell you about the change in the water?
The specific gravity.
Now, it does do that. And
so
nobody
then
should ask a question about that, because Bob hasn't seen it, it'll mess him up. So just let it go. He'll be
sorry,
bad cross. He will, but he won't like it. He won't like it. He'll do bad things to you. You know, Bob, he got no temperament for this kind of stuff.
So the salt in water is increasing the total dissolved solids and therefore the specific gravity and giving a person electrolytes, and that's as far as it goes.
Good.
Ion, I've been doing an experiment for the last 3 years with the fish in my cement pond. When I'm finished with the RNA drops, and there's a little residue, I fill it up with whatever's left in the RNA drops with some water, and I've been putting it in the cement pond. And just as of late, some of the fish are developing like bubbles over their eyes. Because of the specific gravity of the water is changing, that they're adapting to it?
You're not adding enough to make that change. They're just becoming because they're bumping into it. It's like the stone in the, the Genesis stone.
What part of Genesis?
We did that already. Making catch up.
Okay, Genesis 3, 22 through 24 then, right?
No, 2:17. The white stone. Revelation 2:17.
So did you write the messengers?
Talk to me, Aya.
Grandpa, we were talking to Grandpa Jones. Please go get Grandpa Jones and ask him if he watched The Messengers.
No, I haven't, but okay, that's my next week's assignment. I'll look at The Messengers.
Then what happens is when you get to that, to the meteorite, and you find that special stone, that'll explain what you're trying to see.
Ion, there's an anomaly with my PC. Is that a sign that I'm shifting between worlds?
Well, it took you long enough to notice. You do nothing on that machine, and yet you have terabytes of information to be responsible for. Makes no sense to us. You know how to spell continuum?
Do I know how to spell continuum?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Spell it.
C-O-N-T-I-N-U-U-M.
Okay. That's specific. Note that as well.
Okay.
Bert, and what was the stone topic?
I was asking about the fish in my cement pond. I've been doing an experiment with them, and Ion said that I wasn't putting enough RNA drop water in it. And then they gave me a reference of, they said Genesis.
The Genesis stone.
Genesis stone.
The fish topic. The fish topic.
Yes. Yes, and then they gave me a movie of The Messengers and the special stone that I'll see in that movie.
Right, and then he asked you about parallel worlding?
Well, I asked him about it because I just noticed this funny anomaly when I go to log into my PC that lets me know, see something different. Each time is I know something every time I go in. Like when I log into my PC, there's one function that happens to my PC when I log in that lets me know there's something different, and then when I come, it's not there. It lets me know that I'm in another.
It's a range or series of things that are slightly different from each other and that exist between two different possibilities. Continuum.
And you said that it's specific, yes. All right. Thanks, Ian. That's all I have, Bob.
Thank you. We didn't talk about your body yet.
We can do that next week.
Okay, we'll work on it then.
I have been. Ian, I've noticed some differences this week, and it made me think of that oxygen extraction also. Is that taking place in my location?
Okay. Kinda. We don't want to spoil it. You know how you are.
But the reason why Ion didn't bring your body up this time is because he talked to Bob and I the other day about your body, so he got it off his chest.
We just don't feel like a bad case of a clap.
I know, Ion.
It was delicious. Every morsel was delicious. We're going to tell you, delicious.
I feel it, Ion. Believe me.
Thermodynamics.
Hey, okay. One quick question. Ion, am I drinking enough water? No, there's some weird stuff last week. I'm not drinking enough water.
It just happened last week.
Just last week, I started noticing
that. You just changed. You just said you changed, and then you ask about the thing, and now you want a flow definition, and then you need the continuum hypothesis of fluid mechanics, and then you go into that, and then you don't know what that is, and then you try to find out the definition, and then we tell you, and you start noticing your meat state body change, and then you apply it to your meat state body that we didn't bring up or talk about, by the way, just to be clear.
Okay, we'll do it next week for sure, but that just popped up.
That little heart. Keep your testosterone up, and it'll always pop up.
Okay, thank you, Bert.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone.
All right.
You're very welcome. That was fun. See, we didn't talk about him at all. I like that. That's fun.
All right. Corbin, you left a phone message saying you had some questions for Ion.
Yes, I do. Hi, Ion. Good morning. Good day to you.
Hi, Corbin. Are you well?
I'm very well. I feel great and doing very well. Last night you ran through a lot of remorse. I think they were discussing something tetragrammaton, and then it turned into you brought up creator of the castle, the Orion, the necromancer's manual to demonic magic. I mean, like my stenographer skills are pretty good at note-taking. But you were just saying them so quickly, I couldn't really...
Well, always recorded. Always recorded. You can even slow it down. That's what we have to do sometimes.
And I'm trying to get to a certain point, and then... anyway, you didn't mention vellum, but here's the question that I'm wondering about. Well, but basically, what is the etymology of both the sound Saturn, as the planet Saturna, or the planet its terra firma, its environment, its astrological principles or attributes?
It's none of those. It's a landscape.
It's contrast of chemical composition.
Well, no, it's just a landscape because it changes. It's what you call a mystery landscape because you never know. And every time you turn around, it's different. Every time you know something, you don't know. And every time you think you know, you don't know. Uh-oh, we're going to get past it. And then we get past it and you can't hear the words. You know what the words are. And we're going to go, oh, I'm sorry. So now what you're asking is, how do you engage a necromancer?
Here's what it was. Greek Bellum, the red dragon, grand remor, and then did you make a reference to Enochian calls, Dr. John D. and
We did on Bellum.
Right, and that's how everything was, that was the medium of language in order to, it wasn't a social media palette. Oh, the recipe you did earlier sounds like such a wonderful dish. That was really booming.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Now, Hermes Trismegistus, the Kabbalah, essentially, how do you regard that?
We think Hermes makes beautiful scars.
What was this reference to Cornelius Agrippus or Agrippa? Cornelius Agrippa, I'm aware of that.
The person, 500 years ago.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, the
now
pick-a-trick.
Turns out to be related to Roxy.
Pick-a-trick. Ouroboros.
And could you spell that dish that you were describing?
Ina Gardens has the best. She's the barefoot Contessa. Hers is simple, easy, country cooking, but it's delicious, and it's always perfect. And even stupid people can cook her recipe.
And believe me, I'm pretty damn stupid.
It's nice. It's nice. So you see, you have a chance. That's good.
So that means I might be able to make this dish.
Yes, if you got a big La Crusade pot.
Oh, now you're playing with me, are you? The etheric mind fuck of Ion.
Corbin.
Cranial intercourse.
Tisk, tisk.
Corbin.
Oh, by my way, mon cheri, Dr. Dean, you know how much you enjoy my company, my pleasure.
Oh,
and you.
Stop it. I was going to tell you, Corbin, that... a couple of years ago, I got a hold of some local venison. There are little deer around here, and every once in a while they open up to the hunters. So I got some venison, and, of course, venison, it can be very tough. So I don't know if it was JW or Ion, but they walked me through the most incredible recipe. It sounded a bit like the cockabun with the wine and, you know, everything under the sun. And it was so delicious. It melted in your mouth. So, go with it.
Fabulous. Fabulous suggestion.
Okay, back to you.
So what did you find out about Hermes or Hermes, Corbin? You didn't get
the
answer.
Well, Hermes, essentially, for me, that's like the first book in the series of...
let's ask Ion. Is Hermes Trismegistus something to do with the Emerald Tablets, Ion? Another culture's name?
The Dragon Book of Ethics.
That's what Hermes is connected to?
Yep.
Nothing to do with the Emerald Tablets.
Nothing.
Even though it's all just derivative of the Emerald Tablets.
Grimorium Symposium Dragosius.
What about the etymology of Saturn? Where was that leading?
Just, for instance, the days of the week used to be like Saturday would be Saturn Day. Today is Sunday, so therefore bright, brilliant sunshine on Sunday. Monday would be the Moon Day, and that's how did that come about? I mean, essentially the theme of the stargazers as they watch, thinking that the world, well, it is flat, according somewhat to Ion.
How did that calendar terms come about, Ion?
You have to call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. They lined it up, and where it fell, they just made the names from the Latin, and then they hooked them up to that, and they just called it spat, skitty spat, get by it, if, step, skibby gat, we give a dog a bone, knick knack, patty whack.
And that is specific Latin, Sigillium Sanctivus. Yes, indeed.
Philiderium Umbris. Philiderium Umbris.
And that means
the bookie book.
Okay, Corbin, are you finished?
Well, yes, I don't have anything too brilliant.
You did very good today. You did really good today. You're doing better at this, and you're doing very well, and we're very pleased with your process so far. We're hoping for a little bit more, always, but once you get the occult grimoire witchcraft down, then you're going to be all right. You can move to the next level, and then we can take you to king level 3. It's going to be great fun. Just hold on tight. Everything's all right. We got you. We got you. Bob's got your back, but we got your forehead.
There we go. And that's the perfect spot. And you did mention thermodynamics, but I have a question that's for a different encounter.
Okay, thanks a lot, Corbin. Okay,
thank you.
Happy day.
You're happy welcome. Day.